You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Welcome to Inner Growth Bites, your quick dose of mindset shifts and positive reminders to fuel your personal growth. In just a few minutes, you'll get a powerful insight to help you realign, refocus, and move forward in your day with more intention. Let's get growing.
Today, I wanted to talk about embracing your body as it changes. As you guys know, body love and really deciding to go on a journey to embrace your body and appreciate your body and love yourself beyond the way you look like is so important to me. And it's been just such a core part of my own inner growth journey. It's been something that I've continuously worked on and continuously choose to work on every single day, every single week and month and year. And it's a journey that I just am committed to. So today's episode is really important to me. And I wanted to start off the episode by sharing a really beautiful poem that I came across on social media. It was written by Josie Balka, who is a beautiful, amazing woman that makes some really cool poetry on the internet. And I just love her stuff. She has a really beautiful way of conveying things that I think we all feel, but things that women specifically feel in a very just amazing way. So I'm going to read the poem for you guys, and then we'll go off of it, and I'll share my thoughts and what comes up for me, and I feel like it's going to hit the spot for you, probably. So let's just get into it. Just because your body looks different doesn't mean your body looks bad. Just because you scrolled up in your camera roll and you used to look smaller doesn't mean the way that you look now is wrong. What if you celebrated all of the living that led to a bigger body? Because if you had never known anything but the way that you are now, you wouldn't be so hard on yourself. And I fear that if we don't learn to love our bodies, even as they get bigger, even as they change, we'll spend forever wishing away who we are. Because I know you didn't love the body you wish you could get back, did you? I know you've always wished to be different and wished you'd be smaller and wished you'd take up less space. And you've always scrolled back to old photos and wished to go back in time, but you can't. You cannot go back in time. And if you don't learn to stop being ashamed of your body now, well, that will be the biggest shame of all. Because time will not stop for you to give you more days to hate yourself. It will keep passing, and you will keep wishing that you took new photos instead of fixating on old ones. And you'll wish that you had spent more time in bathing suits, feeling the water against your skin, and less time worrying what you looked like while you did it. Just because your body has changed doesn't mean your body is bad. You have to believe me, because you're running out of time to enjoy your beautiful body. Woof, that poem just hits. It just goes straight into my soul and it just makes me feel some type of way. And I think there are so many women out there who will resonate with what it says. One of the parts that resonates the most with me is when she talks about this experience of looking through your old photos and scrolling back on your phone and wishing you could get back that old body. Wishing that you could look like that old version of you. But then you might think back to that old version of you and to that old body, and maybe you didn't even love that body that much. Like maybe you were always caught up in judging that body and feeling like it wasn't enough and wanting to be smaller. And again, like wishing you'd take up less space, wishing you could shrink yourself and be skinnier and be liked more and fit the traditional body type even more. And I had definitely gone through this experience where I would catch myself doing this exact thing. And let's be honest here, it just doesn't really help, does it? Like when you look at old pictures and you get caught up in this, it makes you feel insufficient now, but you probably also forget how you most likely were feeling in that moment. And Maybe in that moment you were feeling insufficient too. And something else I think that just really hits is when she says that time is not going to stop to give you more days to hate yourself, right? It's just going to keep passing. And if you don't decide to shift the way that you feel about your appearance and your body and yourself, you're just going to continue being caught up in this loop of wishing you could go back in time and wishing that instead of hating your body and hating on yourself and judging yourself, you had actually allowed yourself to enjoy those beautiful moments of being in a swimsuit, of being in the water, of feeling it against your skin, of making memories with your loved ones. And I just strongly believe that as humans, one of the things that we tend to do the most is just to honestly take time for granted. We kind of fall into thinking that things are always going to be the same and life is always going to look exactly like it looks like now. And we think that we live in a bubble where everything is stagnant and is never going to change, but we forget that time is always moving with or without us. And if we don't decide to change, we'll just keep repeating patterns and we'll just keep getting caught up in the same old feelings of insecurity, of not being enough, and of self-consciousness. So it's really up to us to take the personal responsibility for the way that we think about ourselves, for the way that we think about our bodies, and to choose to see it in a different way. Because if you don't do that, and time moves on and years pass, one day you're gonna look back and you're gonna realize how much time you wasted and how much time you missed hating on yourself. So you kind of have to have this moment, this shift, where you kind of like give yourself a metaphorical slap in the face and you just like hold your hand and tell yourself, it's okay to look the way that you are. It's okay if your body has changed. It's okay if it's bigger. It's okay if it's smaller. It's okay. It's fine. The way that you look like right now is enough. Because she says this in the poem, if you had just met yourself the way that you are today and you had no comparison point, you had no past self or no other version of you to compare your body to, you would just take the way that you are as face value. You would just look at yourself and say, this is me. This is the body I have. And this is a beautiful body because it allows me to live life and experience all of these different things. I personally, you know, had to come to the realization that I don't want to get to that point in the future and be a 50, 60, 70, 80 year old person that hates herself, that judges her body, that feels like she's not enough. I want to work on building this muscle of appreciating my body and everything it does for me from this point forward, from here on out, for the rest of my life. And this journey of learning to love your body and learning to embrace your body, even as it gets bigger and even as it changes, is not necessarily easy. I've said this to you guys many times in many episodes and contexts. It's not necessarily easy. You're going to face triggers. You're going to maybe want to revert back to old ways. You're maybe going to hear people around you say certain things and you're going to take it personally and you're going to think that it's an indirect comment about you or a judgment. It's maybe going to cause you to question the journey. All of this is going to pop up probably. But you just have to choose a different way, and you have to continue on the journey, and you have to continue facing the discomfort as it becomes the new reality for you. But I have this vivid memory. I can't remember when it was, but I just remember I like looked in the mirror and like I had this moment where I actually like saw myself. Like I saw like, whoa, this is Carolina. Like this is the body that I live in. This is my face. Like this is what I look like. And this is the body that allows me to live a human life and to experience so much magic and to walk and run and eat and live and travel and hug and do all these different things. But even more so than that, like, this is the vessel that I chose in this life. And I had this moment and it was crazy because it was kind of just like this observation of myself in the mirror as if I was like another person. Not like as if I was looking at myself, you know, every single day, day in, day out. Because we see ourselves so frequently in our current reality, right? Like looking at our reflection in the mirror as we're getting ready, as we're picking an outfit, when we're hopping out of the shower or like moisturizing our body or when we're brushing our teeth or flossing, or even seeing our reflection, like on our phone when we're FaceTiming someone, or taking a picture on social media, or when we are like on a Zoom meeting, you know, we see all these different reflections of ourselves. And most of the time when we do that, we're like picking ourselves apart. We're picking our reflection apart, or finding, you know, there is something on your teeth, or maybe that day your skin looks dull, or you feel like your hair is out of place, or the outfit isn't fitting the way you want it to. Most of the time we are looking at ourselves in order to correct something about the way that we look. And it's not so often that we just look at ourselves to see ourselves fully and truly. And I saw this quote on Instagram from the creator MillieG_fit. I love her stuff. And it was like a mirror mantra. And I loved it so much. And it just says, "You're so used to your own features, you don't know how pretty you look to strangers." And I was like, whoa, that is so crazy. Like, that is so true. You know, we get so used to the way that we look, like the way that our like eyebrows sit and the way our hairline grows and the way our eyes are and all these different little things. And because of that, we don't have the full awareness of the way that we look like to someone who has never seen us before. And that's what the poem said, right? She says, "If you had never known anything but the way you are now, you wouldn't be so hard on yourself." It's so true. It's so true. That's why we just have to meet ourselves where we're at and embrace the way that our body, our face, our hair, everything, the way our physical body looks like right now, in this phase of life, in this moment. And if your body has changed, if your weight has gone up after you decided to choose a life of more freedom, after you decided to challenge fear foods, after you started to find more balance, whereas you've just started on a healing journey of any kind, like if your body has changed, that was just maybe what your body needed to go through. And the way your body looks like now isn't the way your body is always going to look like necessarily, but we just have to be in this constant state of acceptance and meeting ourselves where we're at, and working with what we have and working with where we're at.